Welcome to the Elite BSC Podcast, where our entire focus is helping commercial janitorial contractors succeed. You want a growing company, a thriving team, and healthy profits, and we are here to help. My name is Jordan Tong. I'm the founder of Elite BSC, a company dedicated to helping janitorial companies grow and thrive. I also serve as CEO and one of the owners of France Building Services. France is a janitorial company employing nearly 600 people. Since 2007, we grew from 1.5 million to more than 20 million in annual revenue and built what I think is one of the best teams in the world. The goal of Elite BSC in this podcast is to give owners in the industry a vision of where their company can be and the information and tools to get there. I want to share what I have learned over the years to make this a reality for you. Welcome to the Elite BSC Podcast. I'm Jordan Tong, your host. So Henry Ford, the founder of Ford Motor Company, once remarked, "Why is it that I always get the whole person when what I really want is a pair of hands?" And he was speaking of the problems with labor, and for him was in the manufacturing process. And really, Henry Ford, in a lot of ways, sort of revolutionized the way that we think about labor and production, which I think even bleeds over into the service industry a bit as well. And if I'm being really honest, the attitude that Henry Ford had toward his employees has often been my attitude in the past. I can certainly be guilty of it now as well at times, but it's more on my radar as something to be avoided or to fight against. But I know that in my early years, you know, when I was in my mid to late 20s, and if you listen to our very first podcast episode where I talked about the story of France, you'll hear me talk about, as I look back on myself, I was very ambitious and success-oriented, which sort of led to some selfishness and really not caring about others like I should have. And so one of the mistakes that we can make in business as leaders is to use our employees like treating them like some sort of commodity that we can move around, like they're pawns on a board to move around and use as we will, and then discard them and really not think about them as persons. So I'll almost treat them like a robot or a machine. And that's really easy to do. But I think one of our responsibilities as leaders to be good stewards over the businesses that God has entrusted us with is that we would treat the people that work for us as human beings, as individuals who do have lives, a whole person, to use Henry Ford's words, and not just a pair of hands. And I think this is important. I think some of the frustrations that happen in the labor world, I think what often leads to the unionizing of companies is frequently that employees don't feel valued. They don't feel treated fairly. That, you know, again, that's not always the case. I know there's wage issues and all sorts of things that go along with that. So, but I think this is a big deal. And I think for millennials and for Gen Z, who's the up-and-coming workforce, we're going to be hiring more and more of those people. I think this is important. I think this is something that they value in a world where, you know, loneliness and depression and such is on the rise significantly. Treating someone as a whole person is important. And I think there's value in it as well. So it's helpful for us as owners to not just think about profit. So I do think that treating our team members as whole persons and caring for them and loving them, but also requiring or having expectations of them that are appropriate to the job, all of that combined, I think in the long run can make us a better organization. So I know that this can be frustrating at times, and you have so much to do in terms of managing labor that it's difficult to think about, man, how do I treat all these people like whole persons? But I think over time, as we invest in the people on our team and we treat them as whole persons and we value the work that our cleaners do, I think the better off we're going to be as an organization. And I think the happier and less stressed the managers will be within our organizations. So, and I think long term, that can lead to more profits for the organization. And even if it doesn't lead to more profits necessarily, it's going to create a culture that is much more attractive for others to join. And from a value standpoint, not just an economic value, but just an overall value of the organization, you can't help but increase the organization when people are treated in that way. So I want to point out three things that we can do to help us treat the individuals as whole persons and not just as robots. These are going to be pretty practical things that, you know, we can play out in different ways. But so the first one is to promote the value of the work that they do. So I think that there needs to be, and I'm guilty of this. So early on I was, and there's some other people on my leadership team that felt this way, that there was a little bit of a cringe factor that we're in the cleaning industry, that we see in our society in general, sees cleaning as this not very sophisticated, sort of bottom of the barrel type of employment. It's sort of a last ditch thing that if you become to say the word janitor means, oh, he doesn't have an education and he's on the low end of the totem pole. So it's sort of become a derogatory word in the employment world. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is help our team members, and this is going to start with us, understand that the work has intrinsic value in and of itself. Like it is a good, it is a good thing, the work that they are doing. And it's good for society. It's good for organizations. I mean, in many ways, we are making the world, which this sounds so cheesy, but we are promoting or helping make the world a better place, a place that's more beautiful, a place that's more organized and more clean, and a place that is more habitable. And we do that every night, all over the place. And so it's helpful for us if we can understand or have this underlying view of why our work is so important and really believe that and talk about that and encourage our team in that so that they help them to see that what they are doing is not just exchanging some hours in order to get a paycheck, but they are actually doing something of value that they can be proud of and should be proud of when a job is well done. So I think if you divorce an employee's work from the intrinsic value of the service provided to the end customer, I think you rob them of the dignity of their job. But on the flip side, when workers see the dignity and value of their job, I think productivity, performance, and retention are going to improve. And this is, again, as I mentioned earlier, this is especially important, I think, for millennials and Gen Z. So if the first one is promote the value of the work, the second item here that's going to help us in treating people as whole persons is to give freedom with boundaries. So one of the downsides, I think, of the Henry Ford model is that he treated employees like robots. So I think assembly line work, this may be offensive to some, but I think assembly line work in some ways is dehumanizing. And if you have someone who, and all human beings are made this way, to have a broad range of skills and desires and et cetera, when you have someone stuck in one spot doing one thing over and over and over and over again without being able to use ingenuity, creativity, you know, the host of things that make us uniquely human, I think it strips people of their soul a little bit on the job. So I think when we think about giving employees freedom within boundaries, what I'm not saying is, you know, make all of your team members their own little mini entrepreneurs and they go out and clean their buildings however they wish. But at the same time, we're not treating them like, hey, I want you to do point A, point B, point C, and really like treating them like robots. So we want to give them some freedom to serve the customer well, to be, to use who they are and their skills to perform the job really well and make the customer really happy. So I think true liberty is the ability to live freely within healthy restraints. So the tension for employers is providing enough freedom to liberate workers to use their talents, but not so much leeway that the company as a whole is jeopardized. So I think this freedom restraint tension is probably different in every company, but I think it's got to be realized and honored. And when employees don't feel like slaves or robots, job satisfaction and I think retention is going to improve. So employees want to be in a place where they're valued and not treated like indentured servants. So, okay, that's the first two, promote the value of the work, give freedom within boundaries. And then lastly, and this one has become more and more important to me over the years, is to treat the person as a person. As unpleasant as it oftentimes may be, when you hire an individual, you do get the whole person, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we have a tendency to say, hey, business is business, so just keep your personal stuff at home. But in reality, like that's just not possible. Like what things are going on in your personal life carry over and affect you in your business life. And so that can be for the negative or it can be for the positive. And so I think we should foster an environment where we actually engage with the whole person. And if there are difficulties, like we want them to know that we care for them. And to use an uncomfortable word for business leaders, we want our team members to know that we love them in a full sense of the word. Like we care about them and we love them and we want the best for them. And so when we talk to them, and again, this can be our managers out in the field, we care about their lives and what's going on. So I'll give an example of when someone on my team did this. So we had a supervisor or a manager, it's actually a branch manager, that one of their team members out in the field had some issues going on with her daughter and didn't have anyone to, there were some situations that arose. And anyway, didn't have anyone to watch her daughter that day. And so my branch manager went and babysat this employee's child while that person went to work so they could earn their money. Now, you may think, okay, we can't be doing this all the time. And fair enough, you can't. But what that did is it demonstrated that, hey, the manager here running this operation, they care about me. They care about me. And I think that there's some loyalty and that is created on the part of the team member when we love on and serve them. So when life happens at a home, it affects the person, which affects the job. So we've got to set our expectation to match this reality. Treating the employee as a person and not a business machine will gain his or her respect and trust in you as a leader. And once again, I think this will improve retention, morale, and really long-term productivity. So I realize this may come across as, you know, a feel-good episode of, you know, hey, let's all be lovey and whatnot. You know, this is not stuff you necessarily learned in business school. But I think the nature of reality is that business cannot be divorced from our view of human beings, and it cannot be divorced from the other moral components that make up our world. And as business owners, as leaders, you know, we step into this role, and I think we have responsibility. If we're going to be managing labor, which is essentially what we do, we manage unskilled labor, we have to do that well. And that's going to mean valuing our team members. And I think to get a little bit hopeful about this, I think that we have a part to play in changing what the economy looks like and changing the narrative about how businesses treat employees. And I think we can do that. I think in our industry in particular, we are one that can demonstrate what it looks like to treat the person as a whole person and not just a pair of hands. If you found the information in this podcast helpful, please like and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're using. If you would like more resources or help to grow your cleaning company, head over to elitebsc.com. We have loads of articles, videos, free tools, coaching options, and a lot more. If your company is greater than $500K in revenue and you want to take your learning experience to the next level, check out our mastermind group. You can learn more about that at elitebsc.com/mastermind.